By the way, lots of extra points. We got some new VIPs in the Coyote Country Club. So some new VIPs. You're going to get a lot of points. It's Thursdays. So we like to bump up the values on Thursdays. News time, and it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Very nice. Very nice. Fire, you could even
fire.
Say.
Fire.
You did say that, actually.
Fire. That is fire.
You said that, yeah.
Fire.
So here's a question I bet people are wondering. Are burritos and tacos sandwiches?
Boy, they've been wondering that forever.
Yeah. Well, I think we've had that conversation about hot dogs.
Probably, sure, yeah.
Maybe even burritos and tacos. Well, this has gone to the legal system.
Oh, boy.
An Indiana judge recently made a decision about...
Was his name Jones?
Jones.
Yeah.
Judge Jones?
Indiana.
Oh.
Jones.
Gotcha.
Anyway. I know. Every day.
One sneeze.
Just one sneeze for that joke?
Yeah.
Man, that's
one out
not
of five
very,
sneezes.
That's not a very good ranking.
No.
It's a terrible ranking. It was a terrible joke, so it deserved it.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
It's more of a word joke. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Right. On the spot, that was pretty good.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
So apparently there's some kind of...
Imagine if Judge Reinhold became a judge. Huh? Back to you.
Okay. There was a guy trying to open up a restaurant, the famous Taco Mexican Grill in Fort Wayne.
Uh-huh.
But there was a problem, Jay. The county planning commission, they rejected his request because of a rule that said you could only have certain kinds of restaurants in that area. The rules was something like restaurants couldn't serve alcohol, couldn't have outdoor seating, and
okay.
couldn't sell only sandwiches made to order, like ones at Subway or something like
that.
They
couldn't sell only sandwiches?
Yes.
Okay.
So the whole idea, I guess, is to kind of keep fast food restaurants.
I see what they're trying to do, yeah.
Out of the area.
Terrible idea, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't really know. So the judge ruled that tacos and burritos do count as sandwiches.
As sandwiches so that they could keep it out, so they could keep that restaurant out. Is that what you're saying?
Because
they're trying to keep the restaurant from opening?
Still open because of...
Man, if there was...
Well, now I'm a little confused because I thought it was... This doesn't make sense. Because he ruled that it was considered sandwiches. Oh, but it's made-to-order sandwiches like Subway.
Okay. So they're still fine.
Yeah. So the place is allowed to open, and he was saying that these things are sandwiches.
Taco is a taco. That's in its own category. It doesn't have to be considered a sandwich. It's just a meal. I mean... You don't have to make it a sandwich. Why do people try that? I mean, I know they're doing it for reasons other than just trying to have a discussion. And what was the other one? A burrito?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now.
So they're sandwiches, Jay.
Okay. Well.
At least in Indiana. Maybe not everywhere.
That's putting that on the poll. I'll just say it's a taco, a sandwich. Burrito's too hard to spell.
Burrito, too hard to spell.
Taco.
How are you spelling burrito?
Slowly. Is a taco a sandwich? Well, that's gonna be a lot of no's on that one. You can follow along on the polls. It's up on our Twitter or X if you prefer. Let's see. What do we have so far for this week up on the polls themselves? It's a taco sandwich. That one just looks dumb on the poll. do you eat hot dogs
well,
cold?
Don't sway anybody.
No. Do you roll or fold your socks or neither? Can you be cool if you tuck your T-shirt and your jeans? Those are the ones that are up that you can participate in this week. I got to put a couple more polls up so we can have some answers tomorrow for the Friday crew. We recap them on Friday.
Yeah. By the way, I did see the mysterious socks in the parking lot.
Did you see them today?
Not today, yesterday.
Oh, on the way out?
Yeah. There actually was no one parked in that space.
Ah, afraid of the socks, I'd imagine.
Probably.
Yeah, and, there's just a pair of socks rolled up laying in the parking lot.
Yeah, black athletic socks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I actually went and looked. I'm like, well, those aren't mine. Are they? Because I'm thinking to myself, I roll my socks like that. I have black athletic socks. How would I have an extra pair of socks that are now laying in the parking lot? But yet, in the back of my mind, I still did the, you know what? I'm going to go look just in case.
Oh, so you made a closer inspection?
Well, I just, perused from a distance and I was like, yeah, those aren't mine.
I did yesterday. I was as I was walking, I noticed them, and then I decided to inspect them a little bit.
That a boy.
Kind of like you did.
Yes.
And so I went over to the parking spot. I took a picture of it because I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And as I was doing that, someone drove by.
Of course they did.
So I'm like, well, that's great timing right there.
You guys ever see that new producer, the Jay and Kevin Show? Producer Steve? Yeah, he's weird, man. He's like standing in the parking lot. Taking pictures of socks, of stuff laying on the ground. Weird.
Or they just thought I was taking a photo of the parking space.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
Because it's kind of hard to see the socks.
Why don't you send that to me, and then I'll send it off to our engineering and see if they actually put it up on our in our group email that goes to the entire company. Anybody missing socks?
Wait, hold on here.
I want to do it so bad.
Let me see. All right, there you go.
Thank you.
It does not look like... It looks like a deflated balloon.
Okay. Oh, in the picture?
Yeah. Am I wrong?
It didn't come through yet.
Oh.
The Wi-Fi might be bad. You know how that is.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Oh, I got Steve Heskey with three dolphins after his name.
Oh, yeah. You did that for me. I appreciate it.
It kind of does. I'll just zoom in.
Yeah. I took it too far.
It does actually look like a balloon, though. That's weird.
Yeah.
All right. I'll find out. I just can't wait to have that pop up in our all email. Anyone missing socks?
Jay, we got time for one more story.
And then we're going to give away, or we're going to qualify, I should say, for those Jelly Roll tickets, prize a day for the month of May. I even remembered. All right, what do you got for us?
I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Very exciting, though. This is why we can't have nice things, Jay.
Oh, boy, here we go.
So I don't know if you heard about this. I saw this the other day. In New York and Dublin, they put in these live stream portal things.
Okay, all right.
Where you could see the people in the other place. So one in New York, one in Dublin.
Okay.
And it was a live stream, and you could wave at people or communicate in some way. And
just in like a downtown area, in a bar, in an eatery, what kind of places are these live streams? Do we know?
New York's Flatiron South Public Plaza.
Okay.
And North Earl Street in Dublin.
Okay. So you could just go by and be like, hey, New York. Hey, Dublin. What's up? I mean, can you talk to each other? Or
I don't know. I think it's
just video. Okay. Probably better.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Oh, Jay. No, here we go.
They had to temporarily shut it down.
Somebody's not playing nice.
Inappropriate behavior.
Go figure. There's a shock. Look how surprised we all are.
Oh, I guess it is audio because there was swearing.
Oh, see. Yeah. Which side?
I think both.
Oh, gosh.
And now I think it's a competition of who can be worse.
Of course, yeah. They're like, hey, how you doing? Good.
So here's the deal. So that's why I say we can't have nice things. But right. They do plan on opening it back up and doing that actually by the end of the week. And I guess what they're doing to consider avoiding
those things,
the inappropriate things, is having more security and other measures.
Oh, jeez, people. Can't you just say hi? Can you not just say hi?
Well, the majority of people were apparently acting appropriately, but it
takes one, Steve. Yeah.
It's always
got to be one person. Yeah. Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Yeah. But a cool idea, though.
I do like the idea. It's kind of fun. Yeah.
A live live stream.
I bet the later in the day it is, the more likely for the inappropriate behavior.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I feel even underdressed now that I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah, we've been meaning to mention that to you. Kevin especially. He's very concerned about you underdressing for work.
Kevin James.
Gym shorts, SpongeBob t-shirt, same sweatshirt every day. He's very concerned about you underdressing with those jeans you have on.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
How you doing?
I have nothing to say to you, Jay.
I'm just making sure you're feeling okay.
I was going to say that I was mad at you for not telling me that my hair was sticking up, and then you did what you did.
I just wanted to make sure your blood was pumping. You got to play Beat the Show here in about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
So you're going to have to do, I have the questions today, and you're going to have to play the game. So I want to make sure you're like ready to go.
Yeah.
So I just surprised you by standing in your studio behind the door, and you jumped a little. You all right?
Yeah. Thank you also for sending me the video, which I don't know why it shows up really grainy when I'm looking at it in my text messages for some reason.
Oh, maybe it is.
It's the second time that's happened. It must be something when it's going from your phone to my phone.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe I'll email it to you. What, you gave me a negative 32 sneezes for that?
Yeah.
Bro, come on. Maybe 20.
Not cool, bro.
Sorry.
I am a little bit more awake now.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm here for. I'm just here to keep you on your toes.
Appreciate that, Jay.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
So, is this woman wrong? I don't know. Maybe. She called her friend's newborn baby ugly.
Yeah, she's wrong.
But let's hear her out, though. She's saying that it's the truth.
Oh, boy.
Here's the situation. Her friend Caroline gave birth a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Invited her over to meet the baby for the first time.
Right.
She's been sharing photos of the baby on Instagram, a private group chat, saying how excited for everybody to meet the baby, yeah, all this stuff.
All the things.
And other people are going, oh, he's so cute, so darling, whatever, blah, right, blah, blah.
Yeah, of course.
And this person doesn't see it that way, apparently.
Wow.
Baby is kind of ugly. Now, of course, she didn't say anything when these pictures were being posted and shared, all of that, because she didn't want to lie and she didn't want to be rude.
Okay, so she didn't say it was cute because she thought that would be lying. And she didn't say anything like it's not cute because she didn't want to be rude.
Correct.
Okay.
Fast forward to when she meets the baby.
Right.
She's holding on to the baby and she goes, oh, who's the ugliest baby? You're the ugliest baby.
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with people?
Starts rubbing the tummy, blah, blah, blah. Then Caroline, the mother, goes, what did you call my baby?
Oh, my goodness.
And she says, there's
no defending this.
She was going, I called him ugly. And then she apologized, whatever. And then this woman screamed at her for calling her baby ugly. Is she in the wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Let's say it is the most terrible looking baby in the planet. You just go, oh, so cute. You know, maybe if the baby's just not that cute, you know, like, I mean, I've had my kids go, oh man, that was my not cute phase, man. I was not looking good then. That's fine later. But in the moment of having the baby, just because something might be true doesn't mean you have to say that. I don't know if you know that, Steve. Sometimes you have to have an inner filter. I don't know if you know that.
What?
Yeah, this is new. Like, sometimes you're like, man, you're in a meeting and somebody has a really dumb idea. You don't just blurt out, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard, boss. It's a bad idea.
Oh, well.
It's rude.
I apologize about yesterday.
Yes, thank you for that. I was kind of glad you picked up on that. I was hoping I wouldn't have to say it any more direct, so thank you for picking up on it.
Oh, man. Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, what would you say? 25% of babies are ugly? Is that a high number? Maybe it's not that high.
But I don't know.
There's a good portion.
They have cuteness in there.
Yeah, but there's got to be a good portion of babies that are just, I mean, just not the most beautiful thing ever.
Just pick a different word. You know what I mean?
Oh, different than ugly?
Yeah. You got to make it, even if it's not cute. Say, what a sweet baby.
But she was being all playful and everything.
Oh, yeah, that makes it much better.
Who's the ugliest baby?
Who's the biggest jerk I've ever met? who's a complete turd? You are.
Yeah, she was blowing kisses.
Yeah. Words matter.
Yeah, I guess. So she's in the wrong.
She's wrong. Yeah, you don't get to say that. Come on, man.
Okay.
Come on, man. What are you going to do with that video I just emailed you of me scaring you?
I mean, I could post it if you want.
Oh, well, if you want. The Big 99.9
Coyote. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Then I told Jim, yeah, then you come on and say, it's a secret sound, and I'm Jim Diamond on the Big Drive, and blah, blah, blah.
Kevin James.
I told him how to do it. He laughed really hard in my face.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
All right, it is beat the show time. Steve, are you nervous?
Always.
You've got
but at this particular moment? Well, yeah.
Even more so?
Yeah. Oh, I just closed out of all of my tabs.
Oh, you are nervous. Bobby, what's happening?
Just on my way to work. What are you guys up to?
You know, same. We're just on our way. Man, you ready to play a little beat the show? You got to challenge Steve today for some Dutch Bros.
Steve?
Yeah, you have to challenge Steve. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Wow, all right.
Steve, you're going down, bro. You better watch out, man. I'm not messing around here.
He's not messing around.
Oh.
Yeah, you're in trouble, buddy.
Those are some.
Yeah, he's fighting words. All right, Steve, take your headphones off. I'll yell at you when the 60 seconds are up. It's nickel. All right, 10-4. Nickel day. All right, Steve's going to take his headphones off. All right, Bobby, here's the story. Really has nothing to do with the nickel except for the very first question. After that, it has nothing to do with nickel, okay? But okay. You'll figure it out. You just kind of got to follow along. Answers lead to questions. Questions lead to answers. Here we go. 60 seconds, Bobby. Pass if you get stuck. Bobby, who's on the U.S. nickel?
Jefferson.
On the show The Jeffersons, what was the dad's first name?
Clyde.
What was it?
Clyde?
Okay. How many miles is it from George Washington to Spokane, Washington?
A couple thousand.
Okay. Miles Teller was in Top Gun Maverick. What was his call sign in the movie?
Skip.
Rooster Cogburn is a 1975 Western starring what often impersonated famous actor?
John Wayne.
Yeah. Name one of the two actors in the show Wayne's World.
Wayne.
All right, hold on. We'll see how you did. Steve! Okay, Steve's going to come back in, and he gets the same seven questions in a similar sounding 60 seconds. Steve, are you ready to play?
Oh, sure.
All right, nickel day. Answers okay. lead to questions. Questions lead to answers.
Okay, nickel day.
Who's on the U.S. nickel?
Oh, Jefferson. Is that right?
On the show The Jeffersons, what was the dad's name?
George Jefferson.
How many miles is it from George Washington to Spokane, Washington?
200?
Miles Teller was in Top Gun Maverick. What was his call sign?
Oh. Something with nickels. I don't know. Pass.
You're right. You don't know. Rooster Cogburn is a 1975 Western starring what often impersonated famous actor?
Who? What? Tommy Nichols?
What? Name one of the two actors from the show Wayne's World.
Oh, Mike Myers.
The new head coach of the Seattle Seahawks this year is Mike. Mike what?
Nickel back.
Oh, you got stuck on the nickel, didn't you? All right, let's see how we did here. Let's see how we did. All right, who's on the nickel? You guys both said Jefferson, 1-1. On the show, The Jeffersons, what's the dad's name? Steve said George. And Bobby said Clyde. Clyde, that's incorrect. 1 point for Steve. 2-1 in favor of Steve. Steve, you're not messing around, apparently.
Not with the first two questions.
How many miles is it from George Washington to Spokane, Washington? We did a little closest to there. Bobby said a couple thousand. Steve said 200. It's 133.
Oh.
1 point, Steve. 3-1.
That was relatively close.
Miles Teller was in Top Gun Maverick. What was his call sign in Maverick? Both of you passed. Neither of you knew. Rooster. Rooster was his name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Rooster.
Rooster, that's right. I forgot all about that.
Rooster Cogburn was a 1975 Western. See, every answer led to the next question. Well, it led to Rooster Cogburn, a 1975 Western starring an often impersonated famous actor. Bobby got John Wayne. Steve said Tommy Nichols. Minus 1 point for you.
What? Come on.
No, I mean, come on. Come on. 3-2, which now makes it 2-2. That was a terrible guess. name one of two actors from the show Wayne's World. I don't even remember what. Oh, yes, I do. Bobby said Wayne. It would be Dana Carvey or Mike Myers. 1 point for Steve. 4-3, 4-3-2 because he lost a point. And then the new head coach of the Seahawks this year is named Mike. Mike what? It's not Mike Nichols. That's minus a point. You didn't get how it worked. So you ended up with 1 point. Bobby gets the win. It's Mike McDonald.
Oh, that's right.
Mike McDonald. That's They just talked about him a lot yesterday because they released the NFL schedule.
Oh, yeah.
$15 to Dutch Bros for you, Bobby. Congratulations. Hold on for a second. He wasn't messing around, and he proved it. See, Steve, every answer led to the question.
Yeah, but how does that make sense with Nichols?
That was the point, and I even said that to Bobby. It really has nothing to do with Nichols. It's just the first question because I wanted to give him a little heads up. And then I said to you, every answer leads to a question. Every question leads to an answer.
That's like some Yoda stuff right there.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, well done, as you would say.
Kevin James.
Hey, well, you know what? Well done.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
43 days, 23 hours, 15 minutes, 10 seconds. You know what that is, Steve?
I have somewhat of an idea, but yeah. I'm not 100%
sure. The largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The executive director of HoopFest is on the phone with us right now, Riley Stockton. Riles, what's up, buddy?
How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Of course, bud. Always welcome to come on. How's everything going?
You know, we're moving fast over here. It's a big week for us with guaranteed registration ending on May 19th, this Sunday. So, yeah, we're just getting all the prep in place and yeah, it should be a great event.
That's going to be one of those things where people, I mean, again, these deadlines will sneak up on you because sometimes it's hard to think of, you know, the end of June when it's the middle of May. But yeah, guaranteed registration ends on Sunday. So, you know, don't be that, oh man, I totally forgot. This is your reminder. So get online. It's super easy. Just go to SpokaneHoopFest.net and you can take care of it all right there, right?
Yep. You can, the hardest part is finding the other three guys on your team. Once you have that, it's pretty easy from there. So yeah, you just go to our website, team registration button right there and get signed up.
What about court monitors? Are you guys looking for those yet or?
Yep. We, and with our tournament, you know, we're expecting about 20% more teams. I think we'll be back into the 5,000 team range. So yeah, we need every court monitor we can get. If you aren't playing and you have a knack for volunteering, we'd love to have you here. No basketball experience necessary.
How do you think Steve would do, producer Steve?
I think he would do great. And I saw him do Bloomsday, so I'm thinking that he has to participate in HoopFest somehow. So if it's not playing, I think he should definitely be volunteering.
I love that. Yeah. Steve, are you in?
Man, I've been thinking about it, and is it just you go to the website and you volunteer through there?
Yep. Sounds good. And I saw your first pitch, so I know you have a little sports background on you. So, yeah, you'll fit in great here.
See?
I think you might need to check that video again. But okay.
Hey, from a little league mound, that's a strike. So
that's right.
That's right. Doesn't have to be from the major leagues. Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
He's tracking you, man. He knows you had a first pitch. He knows you've been on Bloomsday. You gotta take the third step.
Yeah, this would be it. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. So I've been thinking about volunteering, so I think I might.
It's pretty simple. It's right there on the front of the website again, SpokaneHoopFest.net. You click on either the team registration, which again closes on Sunday, or the court monitor registration. You can volunteer right there. It's super easy. What else is going on? I mean,
There's just, you know, a lot of moving parts. You know, we have some cool new activations this year that we'll probably launch here probably at the end of this month.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just kind of getting everything in place. You know, we'll have 385 courts this year. So, again, we're increasing in numbers and team numbers, and that's why it's so important to get that registration in. But we're really looking forward to it. If we can just get good weather, it's going to be a great fest.
Are you playing?
I am playing. Same team as always.
Yep.
So, you know, we're going to need my brother Steve to carry us. I don't know how many of the others have been playing. So
yeah, Steve gets a lot of basketball in.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of jumpers on our team. So,
yeah. Well, usually they're like, Riley, go rebound if I miss, and then just kick it back out.
Yeah, that's being the youngest brother right there.
That's what happens,
You go sit under the hoop and rebound for us.
And so. I don't know, congratulations on your, your engagement. I don't know, since the last time we talked, you went and took care of that.
Yeah, you know, I'm finally making smart decisions in my life. So, yeah, he didn't go for getting married at Hoop Fest, unfortunately. But, yeah, it should be great. So I'll worry about that right after Hoop Fest gets done.
Have you uttered these words at all when, like, you know, your fiance is like, what do you think about this for the wedding? And you're like, I can't even worry about that. I got Hoop Fest.
Thankfully, she's very understanding, and she kind of knows my personality changes a little bit as it gets closer. But
right.
Yeah, no, I can help her out here and there a little bit. So
he's a smart man. He knows how to work that. I don't know if getting married 2 months after Hoop Fest was, you know, the greatest decision. But you know what? Some things aren't up to you.
Yep, they aren't up to me. That's for sure.
Man, it's always good to have you on. If there's anything else we need to do, let us know. We'll help you out here. So team registration, again, ends on Sunday. And if you're looking to volunteer, always looking for corp monitors, you can go the same place for that, just SpokaneHoopFest.net. Brother, good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Steve, I can't wait to see your volunteer thing come in. So,
I am serious about
it. You better do it. Steve, you got to do it. It's a great experience. What would be a grade level, do you think, for Steve? Like, what would you, if you were going to try to steer him in the right direction?
I think an adult court is probably where Steve would thrive.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to make a bunch of calls there.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So, yep.
It's a good idea.
Oh, boy. Aren't you also looking for, like, scorekeepers? I feel like I would be a great scorekeeper.
Well, usually we can find those scorekeepers just kind of watching a game or two. It's really the court monitors we need. So okay. I'll pencil you in for that.
Oh, wow. I'm being penciled in.
Congratulations. You're being penciled in.
I've never been penciled in for something.
Well, there you go. It's all who you know, man.
Yeah, it's great.
Riley, thanks, brother. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. See you, buddy. All right, there you go. That's Riley Stockton. He's the executive director of Hoop Fest. Again, team registration, the guaranteed registration ends on Sunday. So make sure you get it taken care of this week. You only got a few days to make sure you get to the guaranteed team registration. Click on the, it's so easy. It's literally right on the front page there. And then right under that is the court monitor registration, Steve, where you can just click on that and then you can volunteer right there. And it's all at SpokaneHoopFest.net. You should definitely do it. It'll be fun.
I do want to volunteer, I think, but I don't know.
You don't want to play?
Well, I've asked around and no one wants to play with me.
That's so weird. That is so bizarre.
Yeah, I just don't, I feel like.
I wonder if there's like an under, I know there's like an under 6 foot division. I wonder if there's an under like 5'4" division.
Okay. negative 32 sneezes for you, Jay.
They put you in with like the little kids. Hey, Wayne, thanks for the cookies. Wayne dropped off some cookies for us. Thank you, Wayne.
Oh, yes. Very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, Wayne said he's going to drop. Did he say sister? Was it his, is it his family's cookie business? What is it? Let me find it.
They were good.
Let me find it.
Scooby-Doo.
Name is the best cookies ever. Boy, it qualifies.
Oh, is that the name of the place?
Mm-hmm. I believe that's right. Okay. Anyway, they stopped by and dropped off some cookies, and they've been like, you know, they were featured in a magazine recently and stuff. They're really good. And what was the one I had? The raspberry. Hold on. Oh, it's on the box. I can't tip the box up, and I've already opened it. Raspberry razzle dazzle iced raspberry sugar. Huh. Let's go. Yeah. So thank you so much. Best cookies ever is right. So we enjoyed them. Thank you so much for that.
Very good.
There may or may not be some tomorrow when Kevin comes back.
True. Oh, he is coming back.
I don't know for sure, but if I can guarantee you they won't be here on Monday. I mean, they shouldn't be. That's a waste of good food.